Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. With us is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, writes the Monday column. Well, and it's an exclusive today. And first, good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, looks like, as you write in your column, this could be D-Day for Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos.
Yeah, it looks like one way or the other, he is going to be out sometime today. Most likely, he's going to go before his members at 11 o'clock this morning and say that he's stepping aside, and then they'll have to choose someone new, which is people have been jockeying behind the scenes for that all weekend. If not, the Republicans will likely team with the Democrats to oust him on the floor, which would be an embarrassing end for the Senate Majority Leader, who's been arrested and charged with federal corruption.
And in the negotiations that you've been writing about, part of the deal, so to speak, would be that he gets to choose his own successor, Senator Flanagan, also from Long Island.
Well, we're going to see how that works out and whether the members will let him do that. But one of the things he had threatened late last week was if he wanted to hang on, and then they said that if they made a move, he would actually quit the Senate, and that Simcha Felder, a Democrat from Brooklyn who sits with the Republicans, would go back to the Democrats. What that would do is cost the Republicans their majority, and nobody wants to see that if you're the Republicans. So what over the weekend Dean Skelos started telling people is, well, maybe I won't do that if John Flanagan, the Long Island Suffolk County Republican, succeeds me. And that's who Skelos' choice is. Right now, it's between Skelos and John DeFrancisco from Syracuse.
And, of course, that is an issue when it comes to state politics in New York, upstate versus downstate.
Upstate versus downstate. We're seeing a lot of divisions that we don't usually see right now in the Senate Republican Conference. That's going to be interesting to see how it plays out moving forward. This is the most fractured we've seen them. It's upstate, downstate. It's moderate versus conservative. It's anti-gun control versus pro-gun control. It's pro-Common Core curriculum versus anti-Common Core curriculum. So there's a lot of issues at stake. Who takes over and where he leads the conference is going to be interesting, and it could shape a lot of things going into next year's elections where the Senate is up for grabs.
And no matter what happens, you know WAMC and Ken from the New York Daily News, Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief, will be covering it. And as always, Ken, we thank you for being with us on Mondays.
Anytime. Be well.
You can find out more, of course, at nydailynews.com.